We are back on the High School Football Coaches Preview Show here on WEOL. We are live at Railroad Brewing Center Station in Avon. As now, though, we head to LaGrange and catch up with Keystone Head Football Coach Don Griswold. Coach, thank you very much for joining us here on the program. What year is this for you at the helm over there at Keystone now?
Thank you for having us on, and thank you for covering Lorain County sports. This is year 7 for me. So not a newbie anymore, for sure.
Does it lose any excitement here in year 7 getting ready for another football season, or is it still the same as it was when you first got into coaching?
No, the excitement factor, if anything, goes up. You know, when you're new in these roles, they don't come with manuals. Every coach inherits a different set of circumstances relative to kids, school culture, staff, and working through those things the last 6.5 years have definitely taught me a lot. So I feel like I'm in the best position to lead our team this year.
And we talked a little bit about this off the air, but where's kind of the energy at with your guys right now? I know you've got some practices in. You talked about having a 7-on-7 over at Western Reserve. Kind of where do you think the kids are at right now at this stage of the summer?
Yeah, I like where they are. I like where we are. They're hungry. We played a boatload of sophomores last year on both sides of the ball. Had very little depth. A few guys played a lot of snaps. Another year older, bigger, faster, stronger, and we have some depth now. Able to fill in. We've got a healthy freshman class. We've got a group of upperclassmen who have a bad taste in their mouth after a 4-win season last year and some close losses. So I really like where their approach is. I like what their off-season commitment was. Just overall, a lot of optimism here in LaGrange.
As you started to get things ramped up this summer, did you talk about last year at all where, you know, the Lorain County League, it's been a short-lived Lorain County League thus far, but, it saw somebody other than Keystone as the league champion last year, and like you said, just the 4 wins for you guys. Did you lean into that when you were getting ready for the summer and kind of using that as fuel to get guys pumped up for the season?
Yeah, I think after any season, whether it's a 4-win season or a 10-win season, you have to look backwards and see where those results were driven from. And we certainly did that this past off season in a variety of ways, and able to identify what went well and what didn't go well, and pair solutions with problems. And we're not talking about last year anymore, but yeah, we certainly had to do an after action review on the 4-6 season last year.
Well, let's talk about some of the individuals for this season, Coach, as we're joined by Keystone Wildcats head football coach Don Griswold in his 7th year as head coach of the program. Zach Shackelford, I think a lot of the conversation has to start right there with that young man. What is he going to be doing for your football team this year?
Yeah, no, he is definitely our most athletic football player, one of the best athletes certainly in our school and in the conference. He's going to be playing quarterback like his older brother Jacob did a few years for us on defense. He'll play a little free safety, but Zach is very dynamic like his older brother was, and can throw the ball, certainly can run the ball. He's a track athlete, was on the relay team that qualified for state, the 4x4 team. So, he's just not a running quarterback. He can throw the ball, too. He reminds me a little bit of Patrick Mahomes in that he can scramble. He understands what the defense is doing, and he can change his arm angle and make a variety of throws.
Boy, if you got a Patrick Mahomes in the pocket, I think that puts you guys in a pretty good position moving forward for the season.
Patrick Mahomes-esque, but it's fun to watch him. He's exciting. You know, in today's day and age, people are putting the best athlete at quarterback. It worked well for us over the years, and we're going to continue that this year.
Another young man I wanted to ask you about, and forgive me if I get his last name incorrect here, but Caden Stuyvesant, or is it Stevenson?
Yeah, it's Stuyvesant. Caden's a great young man, too. He got a lot of snaps last year, started inside linebacker and tailback for us, comes back, you know, with those snaps under his belt and stronger and another year wiser. He'll be foundational to our successes on both sides of the ball for sure.
Looking up front now with the offensive and defensive line, looking at a couple of names here, Caden Johnson and Chase Hosey. Talk to me about those two young men.
Yeah, so those guys were thrust into action as juniors, not really ready from a physical standpoint, but we just had so few guys that, again, they played a lot as juniors. And those two guys have been a great example of what sport, specifically football, can do for young people. They worked their tails off all winter and springtime. We had 6 a.m. workouts, and they were at the majority of those. They're the leaders of those groups. They're seniors. They're kids as freshmen who I didn't know would still be playing football as seniors. And not only are they playing football, but they're excelling. They're great role models, great leaders for the line group, and very proud of those two gentlemen.
How integral is it to have guys like that in the program that just bring such a quality of leadership to, you know, not just the guys around them, but the entire locker room?
Yeah, I mean, it's why we have taxpayer-supported athletics, you know? I mean, you know, these guys as freshmen were not very strong. They were a terrible body language, moped around and felt sorry for themselves and didn't like doing hard things. And it's kept showing up. You know, Bo Schembechler said, those who stay will be champions. And those guys just kept showing up. And here they are as certainly young men. Their bodies look like men. They think more maturely. It's just a testament to, you know, what keep showing up does for you. And every school in our county that has football has those guys. And it's one of the things that make us coaches happy and proud to be a small part of their maturation.
Coach, you've mentioned the word depth a couple of times, and, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like the depth, and this has been the case for a couple of coaches I've talked to, it seems like your depth this season across the roster seems to be in a much better spot. And I got to imagine, you know, obviously we won't know how that pays dividends once the regular season gets underway, but just in terms of a practice standpoint, I got to imagine that makes running drills and going through plays and different things like that over the summer a little smoother when you got just, again, more depth at a number of different positions.
Yeah, not just smoother, but just more competitive. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll have a period, quote, offensive period during practice, and the guys going against them are not only giving them a good look, but are guys that can play on Friday nights too. So our team sessions have been highly competitive. Coaches on both sides coaching guys up, it's been outstanding. We've got two new coaches. One of them being Anthony Quinn, who coached at Elyria for a long time. And he's over there coaching the defense, and I'm coaching the defense while the offense is going, and vice versa. When it's, quote, defensive session, the offensive coaches are coaching their butts off, and we're giving great looks. So we're getting doubly better in our team sessions because we have more guys, more quality guys, more depth. It's been an absolute delight and fun to end these practices with these highly competitive team sessions.
Fantastic, fantastic. Well, Coach, looking at the schedule, you start off with the same non-conference slate as last year. Are you excited for kind of those same three matchups? Is that kind of the test that you're looking for to start things off before you get into Lorain County League action?
Yeah, so we're going to continue to play Northwestern, which is great. They're straight south of us, literally. They are a quality program. This will be our third year with them. They beat us last year at home. We won the year prior. So, and then week two, we have Cloverleaf. We've been playing them for 6-7 years now, pick a number. Those have been highly competitive games. And then this will be the last year, week three against Lutheran West. We're gonna replace them. But yeah, mm-hmm. It's a tough non-conference schedule for sure, and it's coming soon. And but our guys love the challenge, and it's certainly going to prepare us once we get into league play.
Good deal. Well, Coach Cruz, we can get you out of here on this, and feel free to share what you want to share in this regard, because I know with goals and expectations, teams like to keep a lot of those things in-house with the finer details, but with what you would want to share, maybe what are some goals and expectations for your Wildcats this season?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. A lot of years we don't have like a motto or a focus, but this year the guys really asked for one, and they settled on the motto of full benefit, and just that mindset that if it's hot outside, we're going to get the full benefit from working in a hot day, or if it's raining, we're going to get the full benefit from that, or whatever good or adversity comes our way, we're just going to get the benefit out of that. So we got a group of guys that are hungry and are chasing the best versions of themselves. We hired a mental performance coach who's been working with our guys.
Really? Wow.
Working on self-talk and failure recovery and all kinds of things. So we got a bunch of hungry guys and they're really fun to work with. And, you know, the chips will be what they will be. And, you know, there certainly will be things outside of our control that you can't worry about over a 10-game season. But, I'm excited to see where this group goes. I think they're ready to take as a group, as a team. This is our 64th team 64, the 64th 11-man football team Keystone's had. So I'm excited to see where this group goes and ends and what they learn along the way. I'm very optimistic. I'll use that word.
Good. No, I'd say optimism's always good ahead of a season. And I won't lie to you, Coach. I like that full benefit. I may have to steal that for when I'm struggling to get out of bed in the morning. Find some motivation. I like that a lot. So, well, thank you for the time, Coach. Very much appreciated. Best of luck to you guys this season. And I'll tell you real quick, WEOL will see you 3 times this year. We'll have you on September 15th at home against those Columbia Raiders. We'll have you a week later as you head to Black River to take on the Pirates. And then on October 6th at Firelands, we'll have you guys on the air. So 3 times we'll carry Wildcats football on WEOL this season.
Those are all 3 teams that we lost to by about a touchdown last year. So those should be good ones. I love all those head coaches and much respect to those programs. So thank you for covering us.
For sure. And I'll let Rob know that we picked some good ones this year and we got the stamp of approval from Coach Chris. So good deal. Coach, thank you again very much. Appreciate the time. And again, best of luck to your guys this season.
All right. Thank you.